And now, the sound of the day.
And today's sound comes from Ross Reynolds. He's been in Europe on a journalism fellowship for the past month. Today, Ross takes us on a train ride through the German countryside, and a countryside he notes dotted with solar panels.
My train connection from Naumburg to Berlin leaves with only 6 minutes to spare. But instead of rising anxiety, there's relaxation. It's Germany. The trains do run on time, and they're quiet. I'm headed back from my trip to Bad Hersfeld to talk with Amazon workers. The train passes through bucolic farmland. There's the occasional field of wind turbines, farmhouses covered with solar panels, then there are those three giant cooling towers of a nuclear power plant. Germany has embarked on a program to shut down all their nuclear and coal power plants by encouraging green energy. Around the same time, American Reuters reporter Eric Kirschbaum saw that Al Gore film, An Inconvenient Truth. Eric got inspired.
I always wanted to put a solar power thing on my roof, so I borrowed and saved 30,000 euros for a solar system on my roof, and I thought I was just doing it for myself, but then all of a sudden they explained how it works in Germany. I said, oh my God, you can make money doing this.
To spur green energy, back in 2007, the German government offered people with solar panels 49 cents for each kilowatt hour they put back in the grid. So Eric Kirschbaum got bigger. He leased the roof of the kindergarten across the street. There he donated an educational display for the children to see how much energy the solar panels were generating. Now Eric has expanded his solar generation project even further. He leases barn roofs from farmers to install solar panels. And his loans now total 16 million euros.
It gets scary sometimes to think how much we borrow. But Germans look at us and say, you guys are crazy. Only Americans or British people would do something like that.
There might be a payday down the line for Eric Kirschbaum, but for now, there's just a lot of satisfaction.
To tell you the truth, I get the biggest joy out of going into my basement on a day like today and seeing the meter spinning. And it's only 30 kilowatts a day in my house. So 15 euros today in my house will be... But I just really get a kick out of that, just seeing, hey, the sun is shining, this is producing five times as much energy as my house needs today, and all my neighbors are getting green electricity, and that means the coal-burning plants are turned off. If you drive around Berlin or in Germany on a summer day today, the coal-burning plants are all turned off. You don't see any emission coming out of them. And that's, for me, that's what it's really all about.
And perhaps one day, taking a train across the German countryside, you'll see no nuclear plants, only wind turbines and solar panels. On board the train to Berlin, I'm Ross Reynolds.
Ross will be back from Germany next week, and I'm sure he'll have many more stories about his travels to share on the record.